I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After a decade of political scandal and tension, South Korea recently elected a new president, Moon Jae-in. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says it'll be especially interesting to see how the transition impacts Christianity in the region.
3 out of 10 South Koreans are Christians, and so I think for South Korea, it's their opportunity to welcome North Koreans with open arms. And for North Korea, it'll be interesting to see how they react to a country that continues to grow and the gospel continues to become, quote unquote, more Western, which is something that they hate, and to see what they instigate under this new president.
Open Doors assists Christians in North Korea by providing relief aid, Bibles, and discipleship materials. Pray that the gospel would continue to flourish in South Korea and spread to the North. You can find other ways to get involved at our website. And then summer's just around the corner, and for many teens, that means it's time to start packing for camp. Thanks to SOAR International, Russia is no exception.
This summer, we have 3 main projects, one in Ryazan, one in Moscow, and one in St. Petersburg. It'll be 4 weeks in the first location, 2 weeks in the second location, and 1 week in the third location.
Although every camp will teach English and use crafts, each has a different goal. One will focus solely on English, another on the Bible, and the third on discipleship. Still, SOAR International's Joanna Mangione says the message will stay the same.
Building relationships, teaching life skills, teaching English, teaching Bible, and living day in and day out with the youth.
If you want to learn more about how you can get involved, get connected at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.